听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Amy, Jean, and Pam are going out to dinner. They don't know a good place. Tom brings Amy a package. She asks Tom about restaurants. Tom suggests steak, pizza, or hamburgers. The girls don't want those. Then Pam comes. She doesn't stay long.But she suggests a restaurant across from the mall. Great idea!
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea. I'm glad you joined me as we get ready to go to the mall. Now, before we go, let's talk about today's key words together. One key word is package. Now, a package is something that you can get in the mail.Maybe a friend mails you a package. A package can be a big envelope or a box with things inside. Maybe you get a package at work. Or maybe a friend sends you a package for your birthday. Or you get a Christmas package, a package to help you celebrate a holiday.Well, we have another key word. This is a kind of food. Pizza. Pizza. Oh boy, I am getting hungry just thinking about pizza. Pizza is delicious. Pizza is often round and has vegetables, meat, and cheese on it. You can go to a restaurant and eat pizza. Or...You can also try making a pizza at home. Do you like pizza? What kind of things do you like on your pizza? Well, maybe you don't want to eat pizza, but what about a hamburger? Hamburger is also a key word for today. A hamburger is something that you eat.A hamburger has meat in the middle and bread around it. You often put vegetables on a hamburger. I like to have tomatoes, lettuce, and onion on my hamburger. Many people often think of hamburgers as American food. So what would you like to eat? A piece of pizza or a hamburger?Well, we learned that there is a restaurant across from the mall. So if you are standing in front of the mall and you are looking straight ahead, then you can see across from the mall. Susie sits across from Peter in English class. Simon took his dog across the street to go for a walk.Well, friends, let's go to the mall.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Jack. I'm so glad that you have joined us today. Well, for today's lesson, we are talking about going out. What do you like to do when you go out? Do you like to go to a restaurant?Maybe you like to go to a movie. There are many things that you can do when you go out. Well, our friends are going out tonight, and Amy needs some suggestions, so she is going to talk to Tom about it. But before we listen to those conversations, let's look at our Find It question. The question is, what are Pam, Jean, and Amy doing tonight?I'll say it again. What are Pam, Jean, and Amy doing tonight? Well, we will find out. But first, let's visit Christina and get some more information about today's lesson.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina. 是否曾经碰过要出去吃饭，但是又不知道吃什么才好的困扰呢？来听 Tom 建议他的朋友们到哪些好的地方去。Here are the key words you'll need to know. Package, 包裹 package. I got a package in the mail. Pizza, 这是好吃的 pizza, 我们大家都喜欢吃的。How about you? Do you like eating pizza? Hamburger 或 burger 是汉堡。Hamburger 通常是指牛肉做的汉堡，那如果是鸡肉堡就是 chicken burger。Stay 停留或待着 stay。如果外国朋友来玩，可以问他 How long are you staying for? 会待几天呢 ？Across 在什么对面 ？Across， 例如 mall 的对面有一个公园 ，There is a park across from the mall。Okay, I think it's time to visit the clothing store.
Conversation A.
Hi, Amy. Here is a package for you.
Thanks. Why did you get it at the theater?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
May I ask you something?
Okay.What can I help you with?
Pam, Jean, and I are going to a restaurant for dinner tonight. Can you suggest a good place?
Hey, everybody. My name is Tom, and I'm here with Amy. And, of course, you just saw us in the clothing store in Conversation A. Now, I had something for Amy. That's right. I have a package for Amy. I don't know what is inside the package, but I said, here is a package for you. And friends, this is our key word. The word is package.
Package.
Package. Now, a package is like a box. Maybe there are different things inside the box, and you send this box, you send this package to somebody.That is a package.
A package is usually bigger than a letter. Mm-hmm. Let's use it in a sentence. I sent a package to my mom for her birthday. I hope she got the package.
That was really nice. You can send a package to someone for their birthday or for Christmas or any time. You can send a package. It's nice.To receive packages. So you can send packages and you can receive packages. Let's use the word in another sentence. You received a package from the post office today. Well, Amy also said something here in this conversation. She asked me a question. She said, may I ask you something? Now that's a good phrase. May I ask you something?
Yeah.May I ask you something, Tom?
Yes.
What is in the package?
What is in the package? I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. May I ask you something, Amy?
Sure.
How many movies do you see every week?
How many movies do I see every week? Mm-hmm. I would say at least one.
At least one movie? That's good.I like to hear that. It's nice to see you at the movie theater. Well, friends, you can use this question in some other way. May I ask you something? Well, we did find something special here. Friends, did you find it? The find it question is, what are Pam, Jean, and Amy doing tonight?
What are Pam, Jean, and Amy doing tonight? They are going to a restaurant for dinner.That's right. We want to go to dinner, but we can't find a place to go. So I ask Tom for help.
That's right. And I am glad to help. Well, friends, we're glad to help you. And we want you to review this key word with us right now. This key word is package. Say it again. Package. Nice job. That package is really big. What's in it?Well, what's next? Conversation B, of course. Join Amy and me in the clothing store.
Conversation B.
Go to Steve's steakhouse. The food is delicious.
No, Jean doesn't like steak.
Then try Angelo's. Their spaghetti is great.
No, I had Italian food last night.
Why don't you go somewhere for pizza?
Tom, that's Italian food.
Well, what about Yang's Chinese restaurant? I love their dumplings.
No, I eat there all the time.
All right, friends. Well, I had a couple of suggestions for Amy. Amy, why don't you guys want to go and get steak?
Well, Jean doesn't like steak, and you made great suggestions. You suggested great places, but we just don't like them. And I already had Italian food.
All right, you already had Italian food last night. And of course, pizza is Italian food. And pizza is also our key word. Say it with me. Pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. Yes, I love pizza. Pizza is a kind of Italian food. Do you like pizza, friends? I'm sure many of you do. Well, here's my question for you. What kind of pizza do you like? I like pizza with tomatoes and cheese on top. Do you like pizza, Amy?
I do. I like pizza with cheese and pineapples.
Mm.
But I just have pizza.
That's right. You did. You had pizza last night, so you don't want pizza today.
No, I don't. But you did make good suggestions. I like the way you suggested different places. One way Tom suggested is, why don't you go somewhere for pizza? Why don't you do something? That's a great way to suggest something. Let's try it in another example. Why don't you study first and then watch TV?
Ooh, good suggestion. Why don't you study first and then watch TV? Or why don't you come to the movie with me after work? Why don't you do this? And there's another way to suggest something. I said, well, what about Yang's Chinese restaurant? What about is another way to suggest something.
Yeah, like what about pizza tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to eat pizza tonight? What about pizza? But I don't really like pizza right now. I just had it. Well, let's review our key word. The word is pizza. Pizza. Gina eats pizza for dinner a lot. She really likes it.
So, Amy, you don't want to have pizza tonight, but I hope that maybe I can suggest something else that you will like?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Do you have any more suggestions?
I do. Well, I'll let you know in a minute. Right now, let's go to conversation C, friends. We'll see how well I do at suggesting a good place to eat.
Conversation C.
How about Harry's Hamburgers?
No, I don't like hamburgers very much. Hi, Amy. I can only stay a few minutes. I'm on my break. But I know the perfect place for dinner. Where? We can try the new Indian restaurant across the street from the mall. Okay, great idea.
Yes. Why didn't I suggest that? Yes, why didn't I suggest the Indian restaurant across the street? Well, I did have some suggestions here in this conversation. And of course, the first one is I suggested Harry's Hamburgers. How about Harry's Hamburgers? But why don't you want to go to Harry's Hamburgers?
Well, I don't really like hamburgers. It's too much meat. I'm sorry. You made a good suggestion. I like the way you suggested it. You said, how about Harry's Hamburgers? How about something? And hamburger is our key word. Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Hamburger is when there's two slices of bread, and then there's cheese, meat, tomatoes, and onions in between. It's a big hamburger, but I don't usually like hamburgers. Do you like hamburgers, Tom?
Amy, I love food. Yes, I love hamburgers. Hamburgers taste great, and you can eat hamburgers in different ways. I like to eat hamburgers with French fries and a Coke. And friends, what do you like on your hamburgers? There are different ways to eat hamburgers. Just like Amy said, you could have cheese on a hamburger. You could put a tomato on your hamburger, lettuce, ketchup, and mustard. There are different things to put on your hamburger.
Well, I'm glad Pam came by and stayed for a few minutes. She gave me a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And stay is our next key word. Stay.
Stay.
To stay means you are not leaving. You are staying somewhere. And let's use it in a sentence. You can stay at a hotel or someone's house for a short time.
You can stay somewhere for a short time. Or I can stay here and wait for you. And friends, we are glad you are here with us. You are staying with us right now. Well, Pam said something here. She suggested that they try the new Indian restaurant across the street from the mall. And across is our key word. Say it with me. Across.
Across.
Across. If it's across, that means it's not right next to you. You have to cross over something to get to it. It's across the street. Let's use this key word in a sentence. There is a new bookstore across from the mall.
How about this? Stay here and wait for me. I'm going across the street.
I'm going across the street. And friends, we're going to review these key words right now. Say them with us. Hamburger. Burger. Hamburger. Burger. Can we get a hamburger for lunch today?
Stay. Stay. Nancy can stay for only a half hour. Then she must leave.
Across. Across. Let's go to Mary's house. She lives across the street from the park. Right now it's time for us to take a break. See you soon.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk. 今天 Tom 到 Amy 的服装店来， Amy 有件事想问问看她的意见。 Amy 说， May I ask you something? 这个疑问句 May I ask you something?开头用的助动词 may 是比较有礼貌的用法，而除了 may 之外，助动词还可以换成 can I ask you something 或者是 could I ask you something， 这些都是不错的说法。 Tom 人很好，所以当然愿意帮忙咯。他说 what can I help you with， 句尾为什么要放一个 with， 因为肯定句常用的句型是 I can help you with your homework，或是 I can help you with dinner， 或是 I can help you with your English， 所以句型就是 help someone with something。 所以反过来要问人需要帮忙什么的时候，句尾的 with 可不能忘记哦，要说 what can I help you with。 留意观察今天 Tom 说的话，我们可以学到好几种给人建议的句型哦。因为 Amy 请他建议用餐的地方，他的第一个建议是Go to Steve's Steakhouse， 这是一个很直接的祈使句表达方式。 例如有人问你该怎么去你家，你可以直接建议 take a taxi。打开杂志翻到今天的 Conversation B， 我们可以看到第二个建议 Then try Angelo's， 那就试试看 Angelo's， 用动词 try 是一个不错的选择。 Tom 的第三个建议就委婉了一点， Why don't you go somewhere for pizza？ 所以除了前面直接的祈使句之外， Tom 在第三个建议用的比较委婉的问句， Why don't you do something？ 这个句型。第四个建议 What about Yang's Chinese restaurant? 第五个建议是类似的 How about Harry's hamburgers? 我们之前说过 How about 和 What about 意思是相似的，可以变化使用。所以 Tom 用了不同的说法，一共给了五个建议。你可以把杂志拿出来研究一下，以后就会用咯。最后要跟你聊聊 hamburger 这个东西。当然大家都知道 hamburger 就是汉堡或者是汉堡包。其实随着汉堡里面夹的料不一样，在国外有一些不同的称呼。首先 hamburger 或者是 burger 一般都是指里面夹着牛肉的汉堡。可是如果里面夹的是鸡肉，那就是 chicken burger。那夹的是鱼排的话，就是 fish burger。可以这样子来变换哦。说着说着会不会就觉得有点想吃东西了呢？以上就是今天 Information Desk 为您提供的资讯。 I'll see you tomorrow.
Word Power.
It's time for Word Power. This week we are talking about going out. Do you like to go out with your friends? What do you do? Do you like karaoke?People sing songs with recorded music. When people sing karaoke, they sing the songs by following words in a video. Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Do you like to sing karaoke? To sing karaoke, you need a microphone. A microphone makes your voice louder.Microphone.
麦克风
Microphone. What song do you want to sing? Look through the songbook and choose a song. Songbook.
点歌本
Songbook. Every song in the songbook has a number. After you choose the song, use the remote controlTo put the number into the karaoke machine. Remote control.
遥控器
Remote control. Can you hear your voice? Listen to the speakers. Your voice and the music come out of the speakers. Speaker.
扩音器喇叭
Speaker.After you choose a song, the video and words will show up on the screen. When your song starts, follow the words on the screen and sing your song. Screen.
荧幕
Screen. Singing karaoke is fun. You should try it. Remember all these words when you talk about going out,And you'll have word power! Let's eat here.
Let's eat here.
我们在这里吃饭吧。
I want lunch. Let's eat here.
I want lunch too, but let's eat at another restaurant.
No, let's eat here.
I want a hamburger. Let's eat at the diner.
No, let's eat here.
But why?
Because we're here.
Okay, let's eat here. Let's eat here.
Let's eat here.
我们在这里吃饭吧。
Hi, friends. I could not suggest a good place for Amy and her friends to go to dinner. But...I can suggest that you practice what you have learned today with the question of the day. Here's the question. Can you suggest a good place for dinner? Where? Can you suggest a good place for dinner? Where? Well, Jack, this is a good question. Can you suggest a good place for dinner?
Can I suggest a good place for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can. A great place for dinner is my parents' house. Why? Because my mom is a great cook. Oh, you should try some of her food sometime.
Wait, Jack, are you inviting me to your parents' house for dinner?
Well, Tom, you always come over to my parents' house.
Great. Well, I love food, and I love your mom's cooking. Friends, I have something to look forward to. Thank you for joining us here today on Let's Talk in English right here at
The Mall.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.